True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Two national outlets, big-time media, Fox, Yahoo, think Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat this year, but shouldn't be. Other big outlets, national writers, think Kevin is, at the very least, a middle-of-the-road NFL head coach, especially given the circumstances he's been given to deal with. Ranked 17th by one, 16th by another, 13th by CBS. In fact, just out of the top tier of coaches in the NFL. I think the guy can coach. Andy, you think the guy can coach?
I think he can, too. It's about having the right pieces for him and, you know, the execution. You always wonder sometimes when a quarterback goes out there, how much of the game plan is the quarterback instituting while they play? And then you come up with a big play that maybe the coach didn't want. Now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I know more than the coach. I think that happens way more often than we think.
Is Kevin underappreciated here in Cleveland, folks? I think he is.
I don't know about under. I think he's appreciated about right. I know you keep talking.
I think he's underappreciated by our fan base.
You're talking about loud voices that think he shouldn't be. And I don't think that that's the majority. I think the average Browns fan thinks he's doing a good job. I think the average Browns fan thinks that a lot of things that happened while he's here or have happened have been out of his control.
I would say it, more than 50% of the people who call us with an opinion on Kevin are not fans of his.
And those are the people that are willing to pick up the phone and call, you know, call 216-474-0092.
Yeah. Like Kevin did in North Ridgeville.
There you go.
Hi, hey, Kevin.
Kev, are you calling
Hi,
to defend
guys.
Yourself?
Hi.
Different what? Kevin. Sorry.
No, sorry. The problem I have, I think the bigger problem is Andrew Berry. But with that being said, Andy, that guy that called you about the whole that Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski saga, I think is a bigger deal than you're giving credit to.
You're saying it's more on Kevin?
Well, I think it's on both.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest problem I have is when that kid was healthy, he played well. And there is something behind that. We talk about it all the time at work. There's more to that story than I think anybody knows, because it's almost like at some point, they set that kid up to fail. I mean, they were running him out there, and I know he wanted to play too, but at some time, you're the adult in the room. You're the head coach and the GM, and they just kept running him out there, and it was awful, and he was hurt, and it made no sense.
Remember he was wearing the harness. He was wearing that harness while he was playing too. Yeah, I just don't think – I think if I was let's face it, Baker said he needed to mature up a little bit. That, you know, I like Baker. I still like Baker to this day, and I wish Baker Mayfield was our quarterback. But I think when this was all said and done, it came down to ego. Baker's ego and the owner's ego.
If you're going to talk ego, though, yeah. If you're going to talk ego, I mean, I think Stefanski has problems sometimes dealing with that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
His own or the players?
Kid was healthy.
His own or the players?
The players. And it doesn't make any sense to me. When that kid was healthy, he was fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Kevin, there's one aspect of this that, and this is what I don't think gets talked about enough with this situation. If you recall, Baker was approaching the end of his rookie contract.
That's the key.
Yes, yes.
And
I understand that whole thing. I totally get that. But
and I think the Browns decided that he wasn't going to be worth the investment that Baker and his folks probably thought that he deserved. And you could make the argument that the rest of the NFL agreed with him.
Well, you could make that argument, but you could also make the argument that the Browns set him up in a position that ran him out there that hurt that kid, and it hurt everything. And if
because he got hurt playing football, or because he played when he was hurt?
He played when he was hurt.
Okay.
And I know the kid probably wanted to play when he was hurt because that's how he was. But like I said, you're the head coach. You're the adult in the room. I think that saga, there's an untold story there, because it kills me as a Browns fan to see this guy who looked like could have been the real deal keep getting run out there when he showed, when he's healthy, he seemed like he was a player, and he's proven that again.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Just for the record, Baker is the 19th highest paid quarterback per year in the NFL. Now, do I think he's better than what we have here? Absolutely. Absolutely. And would it have been better had they not made the Watson trade? Of course it would have been. And you just, if you paid Baker, I don't think Baker is worth the $55 million a year that Jordan.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Love is getting. I wouldn't have paid him that either. I think he's paid. He might be a little underpaid for the market now based on the way he's played, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback.
I think that
was the hesitancy of the Browns, is they didn't want to have to give Baker that huge kind of contract, say the Dak Prescott or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen has.
That they thought they also thought they could upgrade, right? Let's be honest.
Well, they thought they could.
Right. And so I think the biggest mistake in that entire scenario is that the Browns didn't listen to Deshaun. When Deshaun said, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want to play in Cleveland, that's where it should have all ended.
They should have said, thank you very much.
The problem was,
see ya.
And I feel like it's just yesterday. The problem was, is that the guy that had been leading your team and had been playing pretty well and played through injury, whether it was his fault or anybody else's fault, was not happy about the fact that the Browns wanted to go in a different direction other than him. You know, a front office's job is to kick the tires on everything, whether you like it or not. You can't worry about someone's personality or the feelings in that. This isn't a feelings game. This is about trying to get the best players available to play the position.
Thank you, Morris Albert.
And
Mark's
that's
in
what
Cleveland.
They thought. So.
Mark's in Cleveland.
Hey, Mark.
Fellas, y'all touched a little bit on what I was talking about. But the thing, Coach Stefanski, I think he keeps his team together, man. This team has never quit on him through all the adversity.
True.
Whether you're talking about whether you're talking about, you know, the child in the room with Baker Mayfield, you know, going against Myles Garrett, Duke Johnson, that all could have blew up. Even with Odell, that could have really blew up really bad, but he kept that locker room together. The guy's a good play caller, dealt with this Deshaun Watson debacle. I mean, and he just keeps that team together, and I think that's one of the things that make a good coach, man. That's why I think we should keep him, even with this, even the season goes terrible. You got to look what the man has to deal with. No running backs to start the season. I mean, it's just so much that this guy deals with on a year-to-year basis. That's why I give him the benefit of the doubt most times.
There you go.
Thanks. Mark, thank you very much.
Good call.
They always do play hard for Kevin. I can't recall ever seeing a Browns team flat out quit on him.
None. But
they seem to play hard.
No, yeah. They play hard.
I think that's the case.
You know why he doesn't throw any of his players under the bus ever?
Oh,
he never throws any of his players under the bus.
Fact. That's a fact on that. I do find myself pulling for him on a personal basis.
I'm sure there have been times that Kevin has probably said, I'm done. What am I dealing with here?
Yeah.
I also think that what we see may not necessarily be what reality is sometimes. I mean, coaches have to give off a persona. Coaches will talk, and you know we laugh about the press conferences and stuff where he doesn't actually say anything. I mean, Bill Belichick's the same guy in the same way that if you ask guys that played for him, he wasn't the guy that you saw in press conferences. And when you saw Bill in one-on-one interviews, totally different than when you saw him in a press conference interview. You got so much more information. Or when he would sit on the set with someone, he was actually personable, and he like talked about things and gave you breadth of knowledge and things like that. So just be leery of what you kind of see, right? There's a lot of walls up when coaches get up for a press conference. And go back and find one-on-one interviews with some of these coaches. And those walls are broken down because they trust the person who's asking the question to not lead them down a road that would make them seem silly or look ignorant. Those are the real deal stuff that I pay more attention to sometimes.
One thing I expect to happen this year is if the Browns don't win, if they go 3-14 again, if they go 4-13, maybe even 5-12, I'd be hard pressed to think that the team won't make changes at coach. And I think, and I understand that. That's the NFL.
Yeah, it's NFL.
You don't win three and follow it up with winning four and keep your job very often. Even if your coach is put in a situation that's really difficult to win with.
Hugh Jackson's like, the fact that he had two seasons with one win is just still mind-blowing to me.
It was the ownership trying to allow him to coach and try and allow the roster to grow, but maybe that shouldn't have happened. You know, here you've got a coach who Browns fans don't ever want to even embrace this, two-time NFL Coach of the Year. I mean, you don't win that because you got completely lucky. A little lucky, maybe, sure. But you don't win it twice, you know, by not being a good coach. And I think he could end up paying the price for a roster that's just not built to win.
It's true. True.
Well, whether that turns out to be the case or not, who knows? But it just might be what we end up seeing. Tonight, it's the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. As we get things going in the National Football League, I can't wait. We're excited about it. And then on Sunday, you got the Bengals coming to Cleveland to play the Browns. Is Daryl Ryder excited about it? By God, Daryl's excited about everything, isn't he?
He's always excited.
Well, we'll find out in about 6.5 minutes because he's joining us next on Baskin and Phelps.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.